Realms of peril and glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Richard Kreutz Landry, Caroline Minx, and Lavender, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get shows like High School of Horror very far in advance, then you can go over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. Remember, we have a whole host of shows available exclusively on Patreon, including this year, there will be 2 games set in the world of Vale that get you ready for the second main campaign. They are called Vale Adventures in Aethryl and Vale Rapscallion Rule. You can get those shows as well as ad-free listening and more at patreon.com/lightandtragic. We'll see you there. Welcome back to Realms of Peril and Glory! Woo! I'm here playing Dead Channel by the fantastic one-page RPG designer Grant Howitt, along with Maddie Searle.
Howdy do.
James Barbarossa.
Hello there.
And Laura Gerling.
Oh, hi.
And last we left off, you guys had journeyed through the High School of Horror. You'd gone from the computer lab to the pool to the changing rooms to the gym, and now you are headed to the principal's office. You've lost a lot of compatriots along the way, and hopefully you can defeat the evil that is infesting this high school. Right, we're gonna kick things off if you guys are ready.
Yeah, go on then.
So, this bloodied and brutalized group of teenagers is rounding through the halls of this haunted high school, and you arrive at the principal's office, and you see that the door, which was ajar earlier today, is now shut, and it seems to be locked.
Right, okay, I'm gonna knock the door down then, I guess. Actually, no, maybe I should knock. Let's knock.
Okay, yeah, you knock, and there is no answer. From the
okay,
other
I'm
side.
Knocking it down.
Smash it.
All right, strong check, please.
Okay. Okay, and there's a risk dice. No, it's just a no on all fronts.
It's not happening.
All right, I'm going to smash the door down.
Okay, gone.
Strong dice, that's a 6.
Nice.
Risk dice isn't a 1, though I'm not sure what risk dice means at this point. I'm out of risks.
You got a risk dice 1?
I got a risk dice 3. It wasn't
okay,
a 1.
Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll see what risk dice means for you.
I'm just going to get real mad and start drawing on that werewolf strength.
Yeah. Yeah, you growl and smash the door down. So as you smash the door down, you can see that the space is empty and the curtains are drawn. You see that on the desk, this old wooden desk, is this ancient-looking, leather-bound book with a huge pentagram embossed on the cover.
Okay, so have we got a demon headmaster on our hands here?
Oh my god.
Very nice.
That's okay. A blast from the past.
Should we open the book?
It could be a risk.
I kind of want to...
I'll take it.
Or should we destroy the book? I kind of want to stab the book, but I don't have my knife anymore. Oh.
Wait.
Is there anything in here?
It could be how we get Chloe back.
Why are you so obsessed with getting Chloe back?
Because...
What about Billy?
I literally...
Do you ever think about Billy? No. No, you don't. You only think about Chloe.
Yeah, because Chloe's my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, no, fair point. No, yeah. You're like, didn't you like break up like 5 minutes after you got together?
We got back together, if you recall. Yeah.
Okay. I can't keep track of
I said we had a lot in common and we started making out again.
Okay. I can't keep track of your drama, that's fine.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? You got this book. What are you going to read it?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it.
All right. So I want everyone to make a smart check for me.
Can I use my morbid curiosity?
Yes, you may, but... Risky.
Does this count as something to prove or nah?
I don't think so, personally. Yeah.
Oh, wait, can you use your, like, too dumb to be scared or... Yeah, can you use that for anything, not just things that
involve
being strong?
Well, it has to apply. It's kind of like a background in 13th Age where, like, you can't just do something if it doesn't apply.
No, but say if I'm doing a smart thing, but I'm too dumb to be scared of this book, it could work. That's cool. I didn't know that. I thought it was just for strong things that I could use.
No, I do. I'll play it as it's anything, personally.
Yeah, nice. I got a 6 on one of my risk dice, and I got a 1 on one of my normal dice.
I got a 4 and a 1.
4 and a 1. And Laura?
I got a... 1 and a 2. The 2 was my risk dice.
You crack open this book and you feel the thrum of evil on this book. A hellish energy. And you are reading scrawled scripts and passages in this book. They are about sacrifices and the blood of the young. The power of youth and how it must be harnessed. You even see a passage that promises that anyone who performs this particular ritual will attain an unending life and untold powers.
Then I'd be the most special person in the world.
Interesting. So Lex seems to be a bit tempted by this book.
Yeah. Hey, Lex. What? Why are you looking so hungry like at that book?
Well,
I was gonna say,
if we'd gotten nugs, I wouldn't be hungry, would I?
All right. If you're going to be like that, just...
I'm probably a werewolf now, right? So.
Yeah. Do werewolves eat nugs?
Probably. It's meat, right?
Nugs. Sorry, I said we weren't going to mention them this episode.
It's fine. I'm happy to mention nugs, but I might have to get some nugs.
Oh,
later.
No, I told Maddie I wouldn't mention
it's
them.
It's all because she was hungry.
Oh. Oh, it's yeah, you are making me hungry. I might have to go to McDonald's after this and get
some
nugs.
Shall we after this?
Yeah, actually. yes. Yeah, 100%. But anyways, looking hungrily at this book, as you do so, you hear coming down the hallway chanting. What would you like to do? Would you like to investigate it?
Yeah, I'd like to keep holding on to the book. I don't want to let Lex too near it right now. Even though books make me feel itchy and weird and I feel like they're mocking me for not being able to read too good.
it's not whispering to you this time.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it, I don't know, like, no, to stop anyone getting the book, because I don't want anyone to have the book, I'm going to put it in my pants.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna want a book that's been all over my
crotch.
It's a
very large book. Like, I'm going to say, this is like...
I'm a pretty chunky man.
Okay, great. Shove it down your pants.
Yeah,
great.
Putting it down my pants.
So you guys are investigating and you hear the chanting down the hallway.
Domum spiritus immortus. Domum spiritus immortus.
And you realize that it's coming from the auditorium.
No, see, that's not the normal chant that like the cheerleaders do when we play sports. So I think
sounds like a choir.
Yeah, it sounds demonic. I think we should check it out.
It's in the auditorium, right?
Yeah. Should we go to the auditorium? Or should we get nugs first?
I'd like nugs, but... I mean, ideally, yeah. I wanted to... It's the last thing they'd expect for us to go get nugs.
Yeah, I'm just worried they're going to do like a ritual that's kind of time sensitive.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Do this
like
now.
Fine.
Yeah, let's go get them.
but also don't really want to go into that fucking auditorium where they do this fucking derivative
plays. The auditorium, right? So there's a backstage.
Yeah.
Why don't we head through the backstage, get the drop on
Yeah. Before we leave the principal's office, can I just look around, see if there's anything I can bring along as a weapon?
You would have to, like, break something to make it into, like, a weapon.
Ooh, can I break something to make it into a weapon?
There's chairs, wooden desk, you can break it, make a wooden stake.
Yeah, I want a stake! Stake, 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 stake! Who needs nugs when you got stake?
Right. Can I find somewhere where I could get a nail to stick to the bat?
Yeah, okay. Both of you make me Chad, make me a strong check to break something, make a stake. Lex, roll me a smart check to see if you can find some nails.
Got a 6. A no risk dice.
I got a 3 and a 1 on my risk dice.
Fantastic. Okay, great. I know what's going to happen.
Scrape yourself with a nail, get tetanus and die.
Yeah. No, you find some nails that you can put into the bat.
Sick.
Okay, fantastic.
Cass, what do you want? You want a weapon?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You want the naily bat?
Yeah, fuck yeah, that sounds cool.
Sweet, take my naily bat. I don't really need weapons.
Then what are you going to have left? So oh, okay.
I think I might be a werewolf now, so I might, you know.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want to be our new kicker?
Cool, isn't it?
That's
it is rad. Pretty cool. I'll be the kicker, yeah!
Yeah!
Lex, you feel like... As the werewolf energy courses through you.
Oh, yeah, I can
you
be a
see
kicker, yeah.
You look down at your hands and you see kind of American Werewolf in London style. Your fingers start to grow into
puberty,
like claws.
Finally.
And yeah, Chad, you're able to just bash up a chair and make a couple wooden stakes.
Sweet.
Fantastic. What would you guys like to do now?
Sneak
Let's go
backstage.
Yeah.
So you're going backstage. So yeah, you know that there's a backstage entrance through the drama department.
Oh.
So I want everyone to roll me a weird check to sneak around unseen in the drama department.
Yeah, I got 5.
Can I use my morbid curiosity?
Yes.
Morbidly curious about drama.
I got a 6 because I'm weird.
I got fails on everything, but no ones.
Oh, good. So
I kind of want a 1 because I want to tick up my... thing.
Yeah.
Legit. Okay. The drama department, you guys are sneaking around in the back of the drama department. You see it contains a huge selection of like props and daggers and jewels and masks, and you are rustling around in there and you accidentally drop ding, this bucket, and you hear the chanting stops for a second. Roll me another weird check to stay hidden and at a risk.
I got a 6!
I got a 3 and a 4 on my risk die, but I got a 6. No, I got a 5 and a 1 on my success dice.
All fails, nice. No ones.
So wait, you failed, Lex?
No, I got a 6 and a 1.
6 and a 1, so you succeeded. Cass,
and neither
you failed.
Neither of those were on my risk dice. You can't just insta kill me. Right?
No. I'm not gonna insta kill you. Don't worry.
All right.
So you are kind of hidden in the background. Chad and Lex, you guys hide, and that cloaked figure comes through and you see them raise their meat hook at you, Cass.
Gonna raise my bat.
Okay, roll me a strong check and they're gonna swing at you.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I got a one, but not on my risk die.
but you failed totally.
Yeah, I didn't get any other five or above.
Okay, so yeah, this guy rolled a five and is going to. So you all you see this unearthly cloaked figure rush through and stab you with a meat hook and begins to drag you through the auditorium. Okay, Chad, what would you like to do? You said you want to try to tackle this guy?
Yeah, I want to try and tackle this guy and like...
Chad, rugby tackle him!
I'm going to football tackle him!
Fine!
Different sport!
Ugh.
Cool, and I'm doing it too dumb to be scared, so I've got two risk dice from that and then my other risk dice anyway, I think.
Okay.
So, no, it's a fail, but no ones on my risk dice.
No ones. So yeah, you go to tackle, and then with this unearthly strength, this figure pushes you back and and drags Cass away into the auditorium.
I'm gonna run after him.
Okay, great. So are you going too, Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys run through into the auditorium, you're on the stage, and you see that there should be the set for this spring term's production of Macbeth. But unfortunately, it has now been replaced with the deep carving of a pentagram on the stage, surrounded by candles. And two other figures stood covered in cloaks. And Cass, you are chucked into the center of the pentagram, and the candle flames leap up around you as they continue chanting. Chad, Lex, you run in and the chanting stops.
I'm gonna turn into a werewolf. I'm out. I'm over it.
Right, so you guys have been ruined the day.
And then, wait, before you do. And the hooked figure removes their hood and you see the face of Principal Scratch. You don't understand what you...
I'm not surprised.
Wouldn't you like to meet your beloved yet again? And you see Chloe comes out of stage left. She looks very pale.
Chloe, what's going on?
I think she's a vampire now, dude.
Oh.
You're a werewolf. Hey. You're like star-crossed lovers.
Yeah, I'm a werewolf.
Are you
now.
A werewolf now?
I am a werewolf now, Chloe.
That's so cool.
It is. I'm gonna kill these guys.
And two fangs click down in her mouth. And she raises off the ground and rushes towards you to attack you.
All right, I'm gonna try and fight. I'll fight Chloe then.
Fantastic. So, okay, you guys are fighting. Roll me a strong check. What are you two doing in the meantime?
Hey, Chloe, you're gonna exit pursued by a wolf, am I right?
What?
I nice. Don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Wait,
Cass, are you into Shakespeare?
No, that's a filthy rumor lie thing.
I knew you were a poser.
I want to try and help Cass unhook herself from this meat hook.
Well, you're no longer
painful.
Hooked. She's been chucked off the hook into the center with flames all around
right.
her on either
In
side.
In that case, I'm going for the other hooded figure then that has.
So you're going to tackle some of the other hooded figures? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how many are there, sorry?
Two.
Two. Yeah, I'm going to tackle one.
Okay, fantastic. Roll me a strength check. And you are also rolling a strength check, Lex, against Chloe.
I got a 5 and a 6.
Great.
Okay,
fantastic.
So I got 6s, but I did get a 1 on a risk dice, so I have got in over my head now.
Yeah,
apparently.
Okay, great. So you go to tackle one of them, and they fall to the ground. Their mask comes off, and you see the face of Mrs. Wise, who is the art teacher here. Mm-hmm. But the other figure also takes off their mask, and you see that it's Darlene, the lunch lady, picks you up and holds you back. You are trapped. And Mrs. Wise, the art teacher, is going to raise a knife at you and try to stab you.
Oh, no.
We'll come back to that in a moment. Cass, what are you getting up to over there?
Am I still stuck on the hook?
No.
Okay.
You're just in the center of this pentagram. Candles all around you.
All right. I'll rush at the principal because I don't care anymore.
Rush at the principal. Roll me a strong check and take on a risk, please.
That's a 5.
Okay, that's a 5. Okay, great. So you go to the principal and you start to fight him, and he's drawing this knife. He's trying to get at you, but he can't get at you quite right. And in the background of all this, there's a vampire and a full-on werewolf just. And back and forth.
Chloe, yeah. Why make war when we can make love, Chloe?
You're so right. We should make love. And goes to bite you in your neck. Roll me a weird... I'm going to say roll me a hot check to avoid being bit in the neck.
I got 2 5s and a 5 on my risk.
5 on your risk. Yeah, you managed to duck out of the way as she goes to bite you. And this fight continues on the background. Cass, you are, I'm going to say roll another strong check and add a risk dice for this as well. Both risk dice, I would say.
That's all fails, including a 1, but not on the risk dice.
I'm adding that 1 to your risk dice. Yeah. I don't even care. Right, okay. All right, so overhead you hear, "Get off of her!" And Mr. Skeffington swings down from the rafters, blocking the principal Scratch from getting at you. "Enough, Principal Scratch, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?" And the principal turns to Mr. Skeffington and says, "Oh, you just don't understand, do you, Skeffington? We didn't like you enough to get you involved in our satanic cult. That's why you're here on detention duty."
You do suck, Skeff.
The principal's eyes go black. He is possessed by a demon. And he raises the knife and stabs Mr. Skeffington through.
No.
And the fires of the candle hold tight. And you see energy is coming out of the knife.
What?
Through.
He's not young blood. He's an adult.
Through and into.
He's like 40.
Shut up. Through and into the principal. And he becomes more powerful. And Mr. Skeffington falls back, spread-eagled, dead on the ground.
Young by whose standards?
Young at heart, he says. Okay, so now roll me a weird check to avoid being stabbed, Chad.
Weird check. That is just 1 dice. Oh, but with my risk dice that I always roll. I got a 5.
You got a 5. Congratulations. So you parry this knife and you get it in the hand and you stab Mrs. Wise, the art teacher, in the heart. And she falls back.
Oh my God, Mrs. Wise, I'm so sorry. I you know, when you're put under pressure and like sometimes these things, oh shit, my dad's gonna kill me.
And she's completely dead. Roll me a wrist dice real quick.
Okay.
Just for that.
It's a 6.
Great, so you don't need that. Great, fantastic.
So I don't die.
Yeah, exactly, so you don't die. And then next up is going to be the vampire and werewolf for all that's happening in the background here. You guys have moved down into the chairs of the auditorium and you're just ripping shit up.
Like, I'm gonna take you out, Chloe, whether I take you out in battle or I take you out for nugs after this, that's up to you.
Oh, nugs sounds amazing.
Yeah, so stop fighting me.
She bats you with her vampire strength and you take out a billion chairs kind of down the row. You're just destroying this auditorium. What would you like to try and do right now? What are you trying to do to Chloe? Are you trying to stop her? Are you trying to kill her?
I'm going
to
try and win her over.
You're trying to convince her.
With my hotness.
Okay, roll me a hot check with two risk dice.
You've got something to prove. I've got something to prove, but I'm also hurt.
Yeah, three risk dice then.
Oh my god. I got a pass on one of my main, and I got a 6, a 5, and a 2 on my 3 risk.
Okay, what do you say to Chloe?
Chloe, I'm a werewolf. You're a vampire. It's the classic rivalry. We've been playing this game the whole time. You know it as well as I, right? I'm strong, you're strong. We're both creatures of the night now. This is the hottest romance novel you could have written, dude.
Oh my god. You're right. This is so hot. Okay.
Let's murder those cultists. We could kill the teachers.
You're right. Let's do it. And Chloe turns on the principal now.
Rugby tackle him, Chloe!
Okay. So I'm going to say... The principal pushes you down on the ground, Cass, raises this sacrificial dagger over your head, and roll me a strength check, please, with two risk dice.
That's a 1 on my risk dice.
Yes!
I get hurt.
Okay, and he stabs you, but he does miss you. You get stabbed in the shoulder. It hurts really badly, and he starts to drain your life force. But before he can fully do it, Chloe flies into him and starts munching on his neck.
Ah! Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
And the principal's head is just ripped off by Chloe. And
okay, Lex, I'm really sorry, but I think we're gonna keep Chloe as the quarterback and kicker, because
that's fine. I support her goals.
Sweet.
I'm proud of you, babe.
There is one final attempt from the final cultist to stab you, Chad. What do you do?
Me? Oh, I'm going to try and duck it and stake her.
Okay, roll me 2 risk dice.
Okay, is this strong or not?
Yeah, strong. Sorry, strong. 2 risk dice.
With my other risk dice?
Yeah, 3. Yeah. It should be 3 risk dice total.
So I've got a 6 on one of those rolls, and I've got one more risk dice to roll. And that's a 1!
Okay. So you go and you stake this woman in the heart, but she, with one final clench, stabs you in the heart, and you feel and Chad falls back to the ground dead. Everyone else roll me a smart check.
I rolled a 6 on my risk dice.
Rolled a 5.
Okay, both of you think if Chloe the vampire bit Chad, he might survive, but as a vampire.
Oh my god,
I don't know. I kind of like us being the two cool monsters in this school, Chloe. I'm not sure I want these guys to be cool like us. Cass is already awesome.
Cass you know this too.
Cass is everything I've always wanted to be. And Chad was everything you've always wanted to be.
Chad's
I don't know. What should I do? Should I bite him?
Yes.
I mean, Chad may be dumb, but Chad is pure of heart. And Chad has done his best through all this. And Chad was championing us getting Nugs this whole time. I think we should save Chad.
Okay, you got it, guys. And then Chloe just like into Chad's neck. And Chad, you feel this coldness run through your body. And suddenly you full like plank board just like tilt up. And you are a vampire.
Did I somehow get like... even hotter?
Yeah, you feel your cheekbones have like really popped. And you feel like incredibly strong and eternally youthful.
I'm just like checking out my own butt right now. Like, damn.
Oh my god, I think we did it. I think
I got that vampire booty.
We didn't get Nugs though. There's probably still people. What about, wait, hold on. What about the people in the cafeteria? Oh wait, the cafeteria
lady's here.
We
killed Darlene, the lunch lady.
So we've killed everyone.
Can we bring Billy back as a vampire too?
I think he might be too far gone. I think I think they sacrificed him.
Right, but
I think if we tried,
they sacrificed him already, though.
I think if we tried to bring him back, he might be like,
"Yeah, no, I think it was wonderful." Like his dead body was there when they turned.
Now here's what I want to know, right? Here's what I want to know.
Yeah,
we got a few dead bodies here. We already know teachers are apparently young.
That's hard.
So, I'm thinking we sacrifice him. Get ourselves.
I mean, they're all dead already. Everyone's dead.
Well, damn. My hands are really tight on this one. If no one's gonna die in the circle, then
I think we should quit.
Guess I'm gonna have to kill Cass. I don't know.
What the fuck, dude?
I actually think what we need to do right now is clean up the auditorium and get the set looking back as it should be for the drama club's play, because as much as I hated Evan, he would have wanted the set to be on point, and I think we should do
that.
Evan,
we could have sacrificed
him.
Evan.
He died.
I know.
So you guys hear from outside the school, whoop, 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 and police officers flood into the auditorium like, don't move, everyone all right, what's going on? And it's all right, students, it's all right, children, you're safe now.
It was a classic, like, teacher blood cult thing.
Yeah.
You know how it is sometimes.
Yeah. The kind of police officers let you know that in his final act of heroism, Mr. Skeffington phoned the police, and they are on the scene now to sort everything out.
So there was a phone in their sports closet.
He found a phone on the way. Yeah, you guys, it's nighttime by the time you leave, so all the vampires are able to stand outside in the sunshine.
Sweet. Oh no, I'll never be able to go on the pitch in daylight again.
It's okay. Most games are played in the evening, especially at fall time during sports season.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. Each of your parents, one by one, come to collect you. Your mom turns up, Lex.
Oh, hey, darling. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I mean, you heard that the police showed up here and everyone got murdered, right, Mom?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. Are you okay? You're
so
alive. You're covered in blood. Are you okay?
Question. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna be just fine.
Oh, that's great, sweetheart. Come on in. Oh, have you got a new girlfriend? Who's this?
Yeah, this is Chloe.
Hey, Mrs. Beckford. It's so lovely to meet your acquaintance.
She's the quarterback.
Wow, that's really impressive.
What? How do you think Lex finishes off his story?
I think Lex goes home. Lex doesn't need to pretend to be interesting. Now Lex gets to be a werewolf, so he's going to throw all of his poser stuff out, and he's going to listen to Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice. And you lay on your bed with your vampire girlfriend and listen, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Okay, and then next, Cass, your mom shows up.
Doll, are you all right? What happened? They called me up, the police. Look, your father's out, but he's gonna, I don't know, you know he's got his things. All right, you okay though, doll?
Yeah, it was intense, but I got through, and, I realized that, all the stupid shit I've been doing, that's...
Sure.
Yeah, that's, I'm gonna quit that. I think that's probably not good for
me.
You're
putting on a bit of a front because me and your father are fighting, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look, I was going to wait till it was a bit more official, but your father and I have put in for a divorce.
That's actually amazing news.
I think it's a toxic relationship, you know. We do love each other, but honestly, when we're together, it's a bad. All right, we for your sake, we want to be fighting less, so we're gonna...
Cool. I mean, I'm sad that your relationship is ending and all that stuff, but I'm honestly like...
We'll still
like,
be friends.
Probably don't, though, right?
Yeah, probably best.
You don't have to be friends. That's not bad.
we'll still respect each other.
Cool.
As people. As, cool. As co-parents, all
okay.
right?
Okay, yeah, that works for me. Cool, thanks, right. Mom.
All right, well, we'll take you home, take your bike, and we'll make sure it's all right. All right, okay? And how do you think Cass is finishing up
her story.
I think Cass is gonna force her parents to like watch a movie with her, like one on either side, and just like put her arms around both of them and like get popcorn and be like, no fighting, guys, okay?
Your present for being in a massacre is they will sit down with you and watch a film or two.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. And then finally, Chad, your dad walks up. Hey, son, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Dad, oh, yeah, well, I've been through a lot today, to be honest. Like,
yeah, no.
You know the deal. You know the deal. But I'm a vampire now, so, yeah. So okay. That's going to change some things, I think, maybe.
I don't know. We'll take garlic out of the menu. We'll reschedule some practices to nighttime. Yeah. You know, you're top notch. I mean, you can fly now. That's going to be a big addition
exactly.
to the team.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's pretty cool. I think that's going to... Yeah, and our... So I've decided I'm actually now going to share my kicker, my quarterback position with our team's kicker. We're going to take it in turns. So
that's
she's going to be a quarterback
that's
too.
Real kind thing to do.
Yeah, and she's a vampire as well now. So I actually think that's going to work out real well for the team going forward. I've got a good feeling about this season.
All right. I'm proud of you, son. We'll keep you going, all right?
Yeah.
You are absolutely the coach. 100%. There's no two ways about it. Same dude.
All right, young man. You need to show some respect, okay?
I'm a werewolf.
And how do you think Chad is going to finish up his story?
Well, I think Chad's going to, like you say, finish up with kind of not having garlic in meals, changing practice times, and also now that he can fly, maybe he can finally impress his crush, Megan, who didn't come up in the story, but you know.
No.
He's wanted to to get with Megan for a real long time, and I think the flying might just be the thing that like cinches the deal there. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. You guys have all achieved such wonderful things in your story.
Wonderful might be a stretch.
And you all watch as the night turns into day, things turn around. you know, Chad finds some sunscreen that works for him, and Lex learns to embrace his new claws. Cass, you know, repairs her shoulder and feels better now that she has two bedrooms where she can hang up her posters. And we are going to fade away into a morgue downtown. And we see that on the slab is the body of Mr. Skaffington. He's been, you know, kind of ripped open, whole autopsy done on him, and he looks haunted and gaunt. And we zoom in on his face, and in a flash, his eyes shoot open, and he spreads his lips into a haunted smile. The music swells, and finally, credits start to roll! High School of Horror!
What was that film?
And we move out of the television. The thrill ride of High School of Horror's campy romp has filled...
That was four acts! Who produced this?
It's filled the hole in your evening just right. And the sun has finally set now. And the screaming children have all made their way home. And you are feeling tired. And it's about time to head to bed. As the horror film marathon continues on the TV, you see the next film flash up on the screen, and in giant bloody letters you read, High School of Horror 2, Skeff's Revenge. You smile and laugh and turn off the TV. Maybe next time.
Skeff.
And that is where we will end our session. Thank you guys so much for playing. Oh,
thank
was that fun?
You. Yeah. It was fun.
Oh, did you see any of that coming? Because I didn't.
Nope.
I can't help but feel that in some small part I took it a little off the rails.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it.
I want to know.
Being the first to go through the problem order.
I want to know if Lex ever wore his glasses again, or whether he got new glasses that suited his face shape better and highlighted nice jawline, or what?
So when his mum showed up, he put his glasses back on. And then in the end, as he walks away, like, I think everything's going to be just fine, he turns back and does the Thriller with the yellow eyes. Like,
That's amazing. Nice. Oh, well, I'm glad you guys had fun. I hope everyone at home had fun listening. And I guess we'll see you in another episode later down the line.
Woo!
Yeah.
Sequel.
Maybe we'll do Haunted High School 2 Skeff's Revenge.
Oh no.
I would like to, just for everyone's purposes, I didn't know what NPC that was gonna be that got the revenge, so I literally wrote like everything with they them pronouns. Weird. So I was like, maybe it's Cass, maybe it's, I don't know who it is, but it's like, and I wrote like, yeah, we see the body of insert NPC, and the sequel is going to be called NPC's Revenge.
I'm gutted it wasn't Billy.
Oh my god, how funny would that be? Billy's Revenge, that would have been great.
What happened to Billy? We never saw Billy, Dolly.
No, but he died off screen, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like he deserves.
Okay, thanks so much, guys. We will see you next time! Bye!
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 Thank you so much for listening to High School of Horror. Please head out and support our players today. Starting with Laura Gerling, you can head over to her Twitter and her Instagram at @ByLauraGerling. But more importantly, you can go check out her Etsy shop, where she sells some incredible goodies. She is a marvelous illustrator that you need to be checking out. If you like the portraits of the characters from our Veil campaign, those were her work, so go check it out, bylauragerling.etsy.com. You can check out Maddie Searle on Twitter at @Maddie_abstract. She has a pinned tweet with all of her various different creative projects, including The Empty Children, a Doctor Who discussion podcast. Finally, go check out James Barbarossa on Twitter at @BarbarossaPhone. He made all of the music for today's episode, so if you like what you're hearing right now and you need some music for your creative projects, get in touch with him and maybe he will make some for you. As always, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. You can find out about shows before they even launch by going over to our social medias. You can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That's ZACKFG. I talk about RPGs and cool stuff that I do, and I think it's probably worth your time. Once again, High School of Horror premiered about a year ago on Patreon for a lot of people. If you want to hear some of our bonus shows, including things like Into the Past, Viva La Revolution, and two Veil set games this year, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. As always, there is a link to our merch store in the podcast description where you can get cool merch from t-shirts, pins, hoodies, and more, all centered around Realms of Peril and Glory and our various games. So please go check it out. That's all we've got for you today. Have a wonderful day and take care. Goodbye!
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.